Why should one human being own another because of an accident of birth?
Mademoiselle Larimer.
Monsieur Onegin.
You've come alone?
I was wondering if I might borrow a book.
Any particular book?
A novel, perhaps?
Any particular novel?
No.
Come. Are you familiar with Richardson?
Yes, I am. I find him quite verbose.
Verbose?
My mother is suspicious of the influence of literature.
The influence on whom?
Anyone. Me, really.
But my uncle wasn't. It seems that he was fond of you.
I read aloud to him when he became ill.
That was kind of you.
He was kind to me after my father died. May I look?
Please. Product of idleness.
Idleness. Are these your friends?
No, acquaintances.
Is Petersburg really as you draw it?
I draw it as I see it.
Strange.
You don't share your sister's craving for the city.
I like the country.
This may interest you. I've just had it sent. Rousseau's La Nouvelle Héloïse. It's a novel written in the form of letters which pass between two lovers.
I should go.
As you wish.
Thank you. Were you serious about renting your land to the serfs?
Yes. Yes.
You will also marry a soldier.
I don't know any soldiers.
You will.
What does it say now?
You can't change your fate.
Why not? Oh, I can't sleep. Can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
So hot. Tell me about when you were young.
When I was young.
Were you in love when you were young?
Oh. Those days we never heard of love.
But you were married.
That was God's will.
Tanya? I don't think he'd want to come.
No, he won't. He's above our country ways.
I think he believes himself to be.
I thought you were friends.
We are, but we had a disagreement.
What did you argue about?
Nothing of consequence.
I think he needs a friend like you.
Thank you for your letter.
I would like to apologize. I should never have declared my feelings.
Yes, but you would not be yourself, had you not. I admired your letter.
Admired?
Yes. Your candor. I was moved by it. However, I would not wish you to feel compromised by its being in my possession.
Yours.
Please.
It's yours.
Love, I am told, heightens our senses, but lowers our perceptions. I am not someone who is made for love or marriage.
You do not return my feelings.
I cannot. Can't you see where this leads? A declaration? A kiss? A wedding? Family? Obligation? Boredom? Adultery? Is that really the future that you had in mind for yourself?
No. No. I believe in the possibility of...
Of what?
Of...
I'm sorry if I've upset you, but please believe me, I say this for your own good. You are young and impressionable. Anyone, any stranger could have stumbled into your life and aroused your romantic imagination. I'm sorry if I've led you to believe something else.
Do you feel nothing?
I am fond of you. I think that you are. I think you are charming, and I'm distressed that you are in pain. But the pain you feel today will, I suspect, leave you quite soon. I think it will evaporate, and then you'll be surprised that you ever felt for me. And in time, you'll meet someone more deserving of your love.
Is that the future you predict for me?
Yes. You interpret my heart, my nature, as you wish to believe it. In truth, I have no secret longing to be saved from myself. I think we should return to your guests.
Have you heard from Vladimir?
No.
Why?
He seems to want to read so much into everything.
Where did he go?
He didn't say. I leave you now.
Thank you. If I met someone I could love, I would marry him.
Love? Love is a luxury a girl in your position cannot afford.
Then why else, Mary?
Because it is time you were settled. Because you've become a burden to your poor mother. Because you must. Let me give you some advice. You settle for the comfort of habit with a husband. Perhaps even friendship. You're lucky. Then... if you insist on this penchant for love, you find it outside the marriage bed.
If I were to marry, I would be faithful.
Ha ha ha, that's very touching. Come here, Tatiana.
Allow me to introduce my cousin, Evgenie Onyegin.
Monsieur Onyegin.
Mademoiselle Larin. We've met before.
Really?
Yes, cousin. I saw you, mademoiselle, but I wasn't sure that it was you.
And? Is it?
Yes.
You seem surprised.
No. Forgive me, merely...
Will you forgive me, Evgenie? Tatiana's my wife.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Perhaps you might honor an old acquaintance with the next dance, princess.
In truth, I do not care for dancing, but thank you. Dearest, would you excuse me? I'm glad you could come.
What did the Austrian envoy have to say?
Oh, the Austrian envoy. He spent the entire evening trying to make me reveal state secrets.
And Don Jaeger, did you speak further with him?
No. He left early, I think.
We should try to see more of him now that he's back in Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
Strange fellow. He seemed different.
Dearest Evgeny, I write to you. It's all I can do. And now I know it is in your power to punish my presuming heart. Yet if you have one drop of pity, you'll not abandon me to my unhappy fate. I am in love with you, and I must tell you this, or my heart which belongs to you, will surely break. I would never have revealed my shame to you if just once a week I might see you, exchange a word or two, and then think day and night of one thing alone till our next meeting. But you're unsociable, they say, that the country bores you. Is it true? Does the country bore you? Sometimes I wonder that you ever visited us. Why? I'd never have known you or known this agony and fever. I know that all my life's been leading me to this union with you. I recognized you at first sight and knew with certainty. Said to myself, it's him, he's come. Help me. Resolve my doubts. Perhaps all this is nonsense, emptiness, a delusion, and quite another fate awaits me. Imagine it. I'm here alone, half out of my mind. I dread to read this over, my secret longing. I know that I can trust your honor, though I feel faint from shame and fear. Tatiana.
Who was that, my dear?
Your cousin.
What did he have to say?
Just thanking us for our hospitality.
Was it badly written?
No, but unnecessary to keep. Why have you come here?
I have to see you. Forgive me.
I would like you to leave.
I cannot. I cannot.
Why? Why do you pursue me like this?
Because I love you. I love you.
Think you see? Moment of triumph? Brief scandal?
No.
Why this change? Why has the sudden sight of me shocked you into this?
I don't know. But seeing you again, I have seen myself.
You are mistaken in what you say and in how you see me.
No.
I listened to you once all those years ago, and I feel that you acted honorably. I do not accuse you.
Please, Tatiana, hear me. Please.
Why?
Hear me.
Why? I'm noble now. Am I noble enough for you now? Evgeny, you should know that this, all of this, this life is empty and hollow. And I would happily exchange all that you see around me for the life that I had.
Just tell me that you feel nothing.
My husband is asleep upstairs.
Tell me that you love me.
I loved you once. A long time ago.
You haven't forgotten.
No.
Tatiana, thank you. Be with me.
You told me once that my heart would heal. So will yours, Evgeny.
And has it healed? Has your heart healed?
Oh, God. Yes.
Has it healed?
Yes.
I don't think so.
It hurts.
Why? Why does it hurt? Why? Tell me. Tell me. Why does it hurt?
Because you are too late. Yes. You are too late.
Save. Save me.
I cannot save you. I cannot.
Tell me that you love me. Please tell me. Lie to me. Tell me that you love me.
Man's wife, do you understand? And I have given you my word. And I will be faithful to him. I will. You must go. Yes, you must go. You must leave me. Please. Please. I cannot... see you again. You can never come back. Never come.